Yo, so let me speak. The podcast talks about anything and everything, thoughts and minds of a blurred. And I'm your host, Frage. And man, it's Monday, February 22nd. We made it through another week. Whatever was gone and happened in the past, just leave it there and just move it forward for the next week. Hopefully you're excited for this week. It's, you know, better than it was the previous week. You can only move forward and be positive on it. But first, short mental check. I'm doing pretty well. I had a solid weekend. Magic was doing their things on Friday and Sunday. I was at the game Friday. You know, it was heart attack city during that Warriors game. But we came out with the win. And then Sunday, we were playing Detroit. And we came out with the dub again. Just keep it moving. I had a good friend of mine come to Orlando. They had a little meet and greet down in this is a little Airbnb joint or somebody's crib. I'm not too sure, honestly. I think we might have been someone's crib, but either way, it was definitely a dope collaboration of individuals. You know, it was doing some recording sessions, videos for people's music and whatnot. But then at the end of it all, we got to sit there and, you know, just shoot the shit and talk about some things, especially with the mindsets of business owners, artists, entrepreneurs. And it was interesting that my boy had posed a question, you know, it was when do you know to be selfish? And I'm always an advocate of self before anything else. You know, you have to take care of yourself before you push anything else upon your plate. And that's with relationships, that's with being a parent, that's with, you know, running your business, because you have to understand that you are the foundation of everything, whether it be living in an apartment or a home or a shack or a car. It all doesn't exist without you being at the bottom of it, you know. And then once you're solid, everything else builds up around that. Once you're broken, just like in a house, if the foundation is weak, the house is gonna fall eventually. So if you know that your temple is not as solid as it needs to be, that needs to be the focal point until you worry about anything else. And of course, you know, it's not going to stop you from having to take care of everything, things that are necessary around you. But you have to go with the understanding that you take high pride before you can really push and do everything else. You know, you have to keep reassuring yourself mentally that you are good in every situation before you can handle everything else. Because one, you know, people that depend on you see you going through all of this, whether, you know, you're still able to provide all that food and stuff on the table and provide them with a home and love and care. They could see when you're hurting and aching through that whole process, you know. But at the same time, you know, if you're the one putting foods in their mouth, then, you know, they just look at it and don't really say nothing until it becomes a really big problem. So just understand that, you know, please always take care of yourself before you pursue or help or do anything with anything else, because you are a whole lot stronger and way more focused when you're able to have that sort of mindset upon life before you go and do anything else. And that segues into the topic of the podcast today. It's called Be. And this is something that I enjoy because this is really more, it's well-rounded. Let's just put it that way. So we're going to start with being strong. Being strong is something that is not as easy said than done, of course. But it's just with the understanding that even at your greatest moments, even at your worst moments, you still have to be solid. You got to be that strong individual. Of course, there are going to be moments in life in which you're going to be weak. Everybody has those moments in life. No one's invincible. Some cases, more people than others are able to, you know, fight through a lot of things because they have a solid mental grasp on it. I feel as though in most cases I do, but I also understand at times that I need help and I am weak at those moments. That doesn't make you weak as a person, because again, you understand that you need that help. you know, that just the fact that you know that you're weak and you're acknowledging it, and then you're accepting the fact that you need help from somebody else, that's actually strong. That's strength. Let me rephrase that. That is strength to understand that sort of thing. So being strong doesn't necessarily have to be physically, but it's also the recognition of the fact that you are at your weakest moment and you need help. So being able to reach out to somebody saying, hey, you know, I may need a hand with something, or even just want to hear somebody else's talk or thoughts on something, that helps you or the individual in life become stronger in general. And, you know, not everything's going to go as easy as you want it to be. You know, the expression goes, if it was easy, everybody would do it. Of course, that's not the case. So definitely be strong with starting the week out, you know, because it makes the rest of the week follow a lot easier if the hardest days are the beginning and you plow through it. So if you got some tough goals or tasks this week that you know that are going to be tasking, knock them out at the beginning so it breezes through the rest of your week, or break it up in a way in which, you know, it makes it easier for you to handle, you know. So be strong through those moments during this week. Be motivated. So now that you got your tasks listed, keep the motivation to complete those tasks. And if these are like different tasks in which, you know, you got to do daily, and I mean, I don't want to say daily task, but things that you would normally routinely do as a process, i.e. go to the gym or practice meditation or stretching, or, you know, these are practices that help you be a better person in general. And sometimes life happens where we end up having to put those tasks at the wayside, or we won't be able to, we have to put it off to the next week or put it off to the next week. And then we're at the end of the month like, man, I was really wanting to do this, but I just got caught up in life. And it, you know, it's fine. It happens. You know, we're all individuals. Life gets us at the moments when we don't really need it. But at the same time, you have to get motivated to want to go ahead and continue on and complete those tasks. And it's also be a motivator and motivate other individuals to complete those goals. You know, you talk to your friends all the time. You know your friends, you know your peoples, you know your family members, you know your kids. You know, distractions happen. And sometimes they need that reassurance. One, that helps you know that A, they care, and you know that it gives you that sense of, okay, understanding. You know what, you're right, bet. I gotta refocus on this. And keep them honest, you know? Keep them accountable to that. And friends, understand that we're not talking to, one, tell you what to do, or, you know, you're doing something wrong, but understand where they're coming from as a friend, because it's not all about the positive stuff. There could be something negative that you're doing in your life, and we want you to understand that, look, listen, this is how I feel will be better for you. Now, you may take that information and run with it, or you may not. But I'm going to push you regardless for the most positive outcome, if you like it or not. And that's just me as a person, as an individual. I try to hold myself to that accountability of always wanting to motivate my friends if they have goals or if they have things that they want to accomplish in life. You know, always keep that mindset of wanting to help people push to pursue things. You don't have to necessarily be a yes man, because some things aren't realistic. And the reason why I say it's not realistic is because you don't have a sound plan to complete those goals. You know, somebody saying they want to be a rocket scientist, you know, you may not you may not at this moment it be a realistic goal. But let's just say, you know what, I'm planning on going to engineering school and doing X, Y, and Z, and this is how I want to do it. So I'm like, bet, in my mind, you've actually went and looked and researched this. You actually took the time out and really thought about, okay, is this what I want to do? All right, boom, bet. Now, me, on the other hand, I'm like, okay, so they're serious. So when we, you know what I'm saying, when we break and go about our ways and then reconvene, I'm going to ask you about that. Or I'm going to text you, or I'm going to call you and be like, yo, how are you doing this, that, and the third? How is this going? If it's not going in the best way, you know, don't be discouraged by that. It's just more or less us trying to hold you accountable about something that you really thought you were interested in, or you really were interested in and want to see you succeed in that. So always be motivated and be the motivator in those situations during the week, especially with, you know, friends and family, because, you know, they could be going through it and they lose sight of it. And, you know, you might be the one that, you know, drops that little ear into them and they'd be like, you know what, I'm game. I'm back on it. Be inspirational. There's a lot of kids, you know, that I got a lot of downtime, especially with the pandemic and everything going on. You know, inspire them to go do things that'll help them in the long run. I.e., if you like, especially with high school kids, or even you could do it with kids younger age, you know, have them practice another language, you know, learn, obviously in the demographic where we are, maybe look at what the top language is. Maybe you want to learn a second language. They may think of it as a chore now, but honestly, learning another language is such a clutch skill. Things that I wish I probably would have learned. I mean, I know partially two languages, not fully. So I mean, 2 years of French. So I mean, I understand basis on French, and same thing with Spanish. So I wish that was something that definitely I would have taken more interest in, and, you know, knocked it down to a T. You know, sometimes I always, you know, when I travel and just see things in another language, and it's just more or less like a reoccurring thing. So it's something definitely I would think is a tool in the bag. Or kids that are in high school now, have them practice exams for certifications or study for them. You don't necessarily, nowadays, you don't necessarily need a degree. In a lot of cases, it's networking. In a lot of cases, you know, the requirements of having a four-year degree is not a thing. You know, so if you can help them get to accelerated learning and pursue a college degree and get their AS and graduate with that right when they come out, it'll be phenomenal. Or even, like I said, for me, I'm an IT person. So there's a lot of IT certifications that the kids can get, you know, before they finish. And that is like $5,000-$10,000 difference in the employment field, you know. And that's huge for a kid, especially coming out, because that's something that they don't necessarily need the degree for. They could just get into whatever it is they want to in terms of career field wise. But these are all things that, you know, you can inspire a kid to do. And even as an adult, you've been there from the beginning and here you are now. And there are moments in life where you'd say that you're not going to do this and you're not going to do that towards a kid or individuals. Like if you're looking at reflecting on bosses or being as a parent or being as, you know, the role model in kids' lives, these are moments in which you definitely take that and be the inspirational moment for those people in their lives. And not for nothing, it's like I said, it's not even just more or less the skills aspect. Maybe it's a fitness aspect. So for me, I sometimes when I lift and I go on PR day, and that's PR meaning personal record day. PR day, you know, and right now I'm at 455. I'm 455 deadlift. That's my PR max. And I'll post a video of it and I'm ecstatic about it. Someone asked me when I had posted that, I said, why do you post, you know, videos of you lifting, you know, and whatnot? And it was like, what's your purpose? So in some cases, people will take that as shade. Initially, I had to look at the question and think about, because sometimes it's who asked the question and how they asked the question. And you look at it. And me personally, I took that moment as a teaching moment or, you know, a talking moment, as opposed to, you know, being negative or discerning about it. And I said, honestly, I do it for self-accountability, one, because it makes me proud to know that I've done it and I know that I can push and keep pushing for the next goal and I achieve something and I know I can do better. And secondly, it helps me look at certain things that I need to work on when it comes to stance, posture, breathing, all those things are improvement. Thirdly, the inspirational moment of it, it'll inspire another person to go and get back into the gym or get back to lifting, or even it may not even be, you know, that sort of thing. They may have had some sort of goal physically that they wanted to achieve, or it might not even inspire them to do something physically. It could have been just inspiring them to want to go after that task, because there's definitely been so many moments in my life where I've seen posts of people obtaining fitness goals or something in that nature. And I'm like, man, I should really go ahead and get back into it. It just clicks in my brain. So be the inspirational person for those that are around you to want to go and be the better person. Be humble. And this goes with just understanding you as a person, you know, understanding where you are, how you got there, and being appreciative of all of that. And even you can, there's nothing wrong with sharing any of that, but also telling the story. You know, not everybody's gonna know you. So when they see the post, they may think you're bragging. But if they really know you, they know that, you know, you're not the type of person that's all about the sharing, just the glitz and the glamour. If you tell them, they talk to you to tell the story, you know that you, the person, worked hard for it and just appreciative of the little things. But, you know, humbling thyself also comes with understanding that not everything is something that you can handle, that you have to realize that you need that help. So, you know, humbling is, you know, you get an understanding of multiple different things, but, you know, being humble keeps you balanced to best suit it for me. Well, I think I would explain that. Definitely be humble. Ultimately, all these is more or less to say, be original. You know, you don't want to be a carbon copy. You want to be the copy, the original copy. There's nothing in his life that says that you can't take what you've learned from individuals and then put them all in a pot, stir it up, and come up with something that is you. Because that's what happens in most cases in life anyways. But it you differentiate yourself from other individuals because of what you yourself sprinkle into that pot. And that's something that they can't take and say, this is my own, because in most cases they're just going to reflect and be like, oh, this is just like so-and-so's. But if you can sit there and explain why your curry is different from another person and they can taste the difference, that, my friend, is what we're talking about in terms of originality. So with that being said, this was the motivational podcast for today. I'm your host, Fraze, with Let Me Speak, and I hope you guys have a great week. Take care.